This is a David Strantz, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K State Research and Extension report. If you are considering planting a winter food plot, knowing the nutrient levels of the soil before planting will help you determine if you need to add fertilizer to the soil. Correct soil sampling in the field is essential for an accurate soil test and consequently for an optimum nutrient management program. To obtain a proper soil sample, there are a few guidelines to follow. Start with the right equipment. You will need a soil probe, a clean bucket, and a few plastic bags or soil sample bags. The extension offices have soil probes that you can borrow to collect your soil sample. Map it out. Draw a map of the sample area and divide it into uniform areas. Each area should have the same soil texture, color, slope, and fertilization and cropping history. Start sampling. For the standard pH, buffer pH, P, and K test, sample 6 inches deep and take 10 to 15 core samples from each area. Moving in a zigzag across the area will help to get a more representative sample. Mix thoroughly in the clean bucket. Fill your soil collection bags from this mixture, making sure that there are about 2 cups of soil in each bag. For available nitrogen, chloride, or sulfur tests, take the same number of cores, but a subsoil sample to a depth of 24 inches is necessary. It is also important to note that if a zinc test is requested, use a plastic bucket for soil collection, as galvanized or rubber materials may contaminate the results. Places to avoid. Avoid taking samples from old fence rows, dead furrows, low spots, feeding areas, or other areas that might give unusual results. If information is desired from these unusual areas, obtain a separate sample from that area. Label. Be sure to label the soil container clearly. Record the sample identification on the container and the information sheet. Keep records as to where the soil samples were taken and the name that was given for each sample. Send samples. Once all the soil is collected from these desired areas, take the samples to your local K-State Research and Extension office. We will then send the samples to the K-State Soil Testing Laboratory to be analyzed. Generally, you can expect results back within 2 weeks. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Strantz with your K-State Research and Extension Report.